From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. warplanes have bombed an Islamic State training camp in Libya. The strike Friday destroyed a building in the town of Sabratha, west of Tripoli, in a region where the extremist group is known to operate. At the Pentagon Friday, spokesman Peter Cook said the airstrike targeted senior figure Noureddin Shushan, a Tunisian national and an Islamic State operative known as Sabir.
This is not the first time we've taken direct action in Libya or against other high-value ISIL targets, and it may not be the last. We will continue to target ISIL and its infrastructure wherever it exists, and when opportunities such as this emerge, we will exploit them.
Cook said the airstrike was a clear demonstration of the U.S. military's commitment to go after Islamic State militants wherever they are and prevent the group from establishing new safe havens. Local officials said at least 40 people were killed. Western officials told the New York Times that more than 30 Islamic State recruits were among the casualties. The U.S. Justice Department is asking a judge to immediately order Apple to comply with a court order for the company to unlock the iPhone used by one of the shooters in last year's San Bernardino attack. In a motion filed Friday, prosecutors offered a sharp response to the public statement by Apple CEO Tim Cook, who said the firm would challenge the court order to protect his customers' privacy. Prosecutors wrote in their statement, rather than assist the effort to fully investigate a deadly terrorist attack, Apple has responded by publicly repudiating the order. Apple argues the software the FBI is seeking would effectively act as a so-called backdoor that could be used to weaken the iPhone's security protocols. This is VOA News. EU leaders have agreed unanimously on a package of measures aimed at keeping Britain in the European Union. The agreement grants Britain an exemption from ever closer union with the continent. It also offers concessions on the welfare rights of migrant workers. British Prime Minister David Cameron said the deal protects his country's economy.
We will be in the parts of Europe that work for us, influencing the decisions that affect us, in the driving seat of the world's biggest market, and with the ability to take action to keep our people safe.
Cameron plans to present the package to his cabinet on Saturday. Britain is the EU's most semi-detached member and has opted out of several things, including the euro currency and the Schengen zone of passport-free travel. It is also the EU's second-largest economy. President Obama and the First Lady paid their respects to Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia on Friday. Scalia's body is lying in repose in the Supreme Court's Great Hall. The first couple paused at Scalia's flag-draped coffin and then stood before a portrait of the conservative justice before leaving the court building. The White House said the Obamas also met with Scalia's family to offer their condolences and to thank them for his service to the nation. After a brief private ceremony attended by family members and the other eight justices, mourners lined up outside the court to begin filing by Scalia's casket. Anti-abortion advocate Larry Cirinano was one of them.
Oh, Justice Scalia's legacy, I think, as someone who would have jibs and jabs with Justice Ginsburg back and forth. He's just a jovial, fun person to be with, a bright intellect, certainly a leader on the court.
Scalia, who was appointed to the court by Republican President Ronald Reagan in 1986, died last Saturday in Texas. He was 79. Voters in two very diverse U.S. states are expected to further clarify the race for the White House in both the Democratic and Republican fields Saturday. South Carolina voters will hold the Republican primary. On Friday, a new Wall Street Journal NBC News Marist poll showed that businessman Donald Trump was just 5 percentage points ahead of Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Meanwhile, Nevada will hold Democratic caucuses Saturday, with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton taking on Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. And Harper Lee, the author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book To Kill a Mockingbird, died Friday at age 89 in her hometown of Monroeville, Alabama. Lee won the Pulitzer Prize for her novel about racial injustice in a small southern town. Her second book, Gossetta Watchman, was published last year. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.